What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I haven't called you in a while. I've been out here in the very far west Texas in the mountains for the last 10 days doing some work, field work.
Okay.
I can tell you that Kamala Harris's trip to El Paso is it's meaningless because that's a very Democrat-friendly city, and there is a wall there.
Yes.
And they're going to use that as a photo op so she can turn around and say, see, things are working for us over here. Go a few hundred miles to the southeast say around Terrell County or Val Verde County or Kenny County, and it's a different story. And that's what they don't want. That's what they don't want you to see. If she had gone down there, you'd get a completely different picture here. Now, when Trump goes down, I suspect that Abbott will take him to that area, not to El Paso, because that's all that's all smoke and mirrors over there. But if you get down into those areas I just mentioned, and if the press follows him down there, you'll see a night and day contrast between what she's showing and what you'll see when Trump is there. So this is the situation here really is critical. I was on a rancher's this week. The rancher told me that they were finding a 15-year-old boy died of thirst trying to cross the mountains on his ranch. And I told him, well, you know, Earl, there are probably a great many other bodies up there. And he laughed and said, yeah, they probably are.
Yeah.
Because they come across the mountains, the Indio Mountains and the Eagle Mountains. There's no water. It's hot as hell. And they're not going to make it very far. Plus, they also have to deal with things like snakes up in those mountains. The black rattlesnakes and the diamondbacks. And when they get down into the flats, they're going to deal with the very deadly Mojave rattlesnake. I'm assuming that there are a lot of these migrants who have tried to make it across the border in this area, down in Hudspeth County and in Culberson County, have not made it because they died of thirst, or because they ran into some critter that that killed them. And there are probably bodies all over the place out here. So Kamala Harris is just—I mean, it's just a cynical—it's a cynical ploy to try to fool America, to try to fool Americans. If they were really serious about addressing that issue, she would have gone down to Del Rio or Eagle Pass or some other city down there.
They're not serious about it. The Democrats are desperate to flood this country with illegal immigrants and give them free stuff because they're buying their votes.
Well, of course they are. Of course they are. And they really don't care what happens to these people, so long as they can just get them in and get them situated somewhere so that they can buy their allegiance and then give them the vote. That's all they really want.
That's
all they want.
That's
it's just a cynical attempt to try to do that, really. Anyway, I'll be interested to see what the news coverage looks like about Kamala's visit to El Paso.
But well, again, I'm watching one American news, and they're saying that she was greeted by protesters down there. But I imagine the regular corporate media is going to be fawning all over her and see she's down there taking care of business. But nothing's going to get done. The Democrats absolutely love this the way it is right now.
Well, they love chaos. They love the chaos that is created.
Mm-hmm.
And they love the prospect of having millions more Central Americans and Mexicans come in and be part of the American family so that they can all vote Democrat.
Yes.
Okay, Mike. I've had 10 long, hard days. I'm heading back to Austin tomorrow, and I'm going to sign off. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling in, and we're going to go to Robert in Kansas. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, thanks for the call, and I want to let you know, brother, everything going on with Russia has to do with them nationalizing their bank in 2007. That's what the central bankers are so mad about.
I called in about back when that happened, and Russia went from being our good buddy to our enemy overnight.
Yes, sir. Putin made a speech. He actually cried during the speech, talking about he was freeing the Russian people. And that's really what all this is about, is that the Russian people are no longer taxed to support private corporate banks. And
yeah.
So all that money goes to Russia, and the globalists are very upset. I called in about Myanmar, though, Michael. Very interesting stuff that goes on over there. What happened in 2011 was that Obama and Soros installed a puppet government, a female.
Yep.
If you have a female leader, you can expect destruction. And they were dismantling that country, taking away all the tenets of Islam, and putting in their perversion, putting in their woman's rights, putting in everything that would allow for perversion and destruction of a nation. And eventually, the Myanmar people, the military, said, no, you're not going to destroy our children, you're not going to pervert them. And they took that woman out of government, and they installed a military, what they call a military junta. But really what it is a rejection of that Western perversion of nations that is going on all over the world. So I really appreciate what Myanmar did.
You need to also understand, you know, the impetus for the military coup were some well-founded accusations that the election, which had, kept that puppet government in power, had been highly fraudulent. And that's when the military said, no, we're going to step on in. We're going to do a reset. We're going to have new elections somewhere down the road. But you're absolutely right. This is once again a case of the United States trying to covertly regime change and control a country, and the people of that country standing up and saying, no, we're really sick of the foreign interference.
That's right, Michael. And they probably had Dominion voting machines like we have in the U.S., and they can just control any election they want. And so I'm proud of the people of Myanmar for standing up and looking for a kind of morality to lead their nation. And I hope America does the same thing at some point, even though it'll be a rocky road for us. If we can ever stand up with our military, if our military does realize that they're trying to destroy you, they're trying to get rid of you.
Well, see, right now there's a purge going on in the military. They're kicking out anybody with conservative points of view. So we're soon to have a military that is totally liberal in its political views.
Well, Michael, they want to take on the white population of America, over 60%. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you do need communist non-whites in place of power in order to do that. So if you're going to try to round up or kill off the white people in America, it would be important that you have your communist non-whites in charge there. So I pray for America. I hope we can pull out of this and go back to a type of morality. But it's going to be a rough road no matter what happens, Michael. So thanks for the call, brother.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right about
y'all
that.
Y'all have a good day.
All right, well, thank you. And we're going to switch over to David in Iowa. Hello, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. A couple of days ago, or whatever it was, you were talking about Molly Tibbetts.
Well, one of the callers was.
I found an article here that I've had laying around. It's a little bit, but it's pretty interesting. It's kind of a summary of it. It's a 12-member jury unanimously found Christian Gina Rivera guilty of first-degree murder in the attack on Tibbetts, who was described as so kind and friendly that investigators could find no one who spoke badly about her. Bahina Rivera, 26, who came to the United States illegally from Mexico as a teenager, will be sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Judge Joel Yates ordered Bahina Rivera, who had been in custody since his August 2018 arrest, to be held without bond pending a July 15 sentencing hearing.
Mm-hmm.
The most interesting thing was the last paragraph in this article. Then-President Donald Trump, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, and other Republicans had cited the vicious crime ahead of the 2018 midterm elections to call for harsher policies to deter illegal immigration. But their efforts eventually stopped after Tibbetts' parents said the slaying should not be used to advance a political agenda that Tibbetts would have opposed. I think young Molly might have been brainwashed by the left wing, quite frankly.
Well, I'm sure had she survived the attack, she probably would have changed her point of view. I mean, there's an old saying out there that, a conservative is just a liberal who got mugged.
Yeah. This article can be viewed at www.thegazette.com, Saturday, May 29th, 2021.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, you bet.
All right, we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Tom,
Mike, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
yes,
you
sir.
Now.
Here, turn the car. Yeah, Mike, good day to you. And I'm glad to hear some guys calling in about immigration. That's really good. Mike, before I go to immigration, though, if I can, I want to talk about this guy, Jalen Rose, the basketball player.
Yeah,
this guy's getting away. We're saying, well, the whole Olympic team should be black, and no white guy should be on there, even if it's tokenism. But wait a minute, what about affirmative action, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
What is this crap? This guy can talk about, oh, there should be no whites, the whole thing should be black. Well, what about if it was an all white team? If it was an all white team in the Olympics, Mike? These blacks get away with this nonsense about racial this and that. But here, we got this guy, Jalen Rose, telling everybody, well, the white guy's a token. This guy Love, he's a token. But if it was reversed, oh, my gosh, we'd have all these log agents and all these schmucks saying, oh, how dare the white man do this to the black man? He holds him down in the NBA. So, you know,
yeah.
Mike, it's absurd what's going on. It's obviously absurd what's happening in this country. Now, going back to immigration, Mike, real quickly, California's got 9 million illegals. Who allowed that? You got this Newsom should be put in prison. You got Nancy Pelosi should be put in prison. Every Democrat, Republican who's allowed sanctuary city should be put in prison, Mike. Do you agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, we agree on that. So, Mike,
I've been saying people should have been arrested under Title VIII all along.
You've been saying that for years, Mike. I've listened to your show. You've been saying that for years, and I 100 million times agree with you. And our country's being invaded. I want everybody in your audience, Mike, to understand this. In South Florida, right now, we are the minority. We're down to 11% the white population. This was mm-hmm. the magic city back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, even up to the 80s until Muriel. Now, the white Caucasian population in South Florida is down to 11%, Mike. Okay? We don't have one white male, female on a commission. You know all these Afro-Americans and these Haitians and all these Cubans? They come in here to get fantastic jobs, Mike, for the county government. They work government jobs making $80,000 a year. How many white guys are calling your show make that kind of money, Mike? Can you tell me?
Not too many.
Tell me?
Not too many.
Not too many. Not too many, Mike. I'm putting out information. I hope the guy from Alabama calks in. He's Marco. I hope he talks about what's going on in Alabama. Because I remember Marco brought up a great point. Marco did bring up a great point about how there are these jobs are literally, if you say one thing in these jobs, they'll get rid of you, especially if you're a white guy. You can't be outspoken about anything if you're a white guy in these government jobs. You can't. You can't tell the truth. You just can't do it. But they can get away. They get away with all kinds of nincompoop stuff. Again, going back to this guy Rose on ESPN. If a white man guy were to say that as a broadcaster, he would be kicked out of his job the next minute. 5 minutes later, they have his papers, pink slip, out, get out. So, Mike, we've been invaded. We got all this BLM, Antifa. Our country's lost. It's basically lost. We got this bumbling buffoon who definitely needs to take a test.
The United States, as I knew it in my youth, is definitely gone. And again, I see us headed toward a Soviet Union-style collapse. And we better start thinking about, what we're going to rebuild on this land when that happens. Not let the carpetbaggers come on in here the way they did when the Confederacy fell.
Yes, sir. And Mike, one more thing, and I'll let you go. I know you got other callers. Well, I got to make two more things. Mike, listen here. The inflation rate, the food here at South Florida is off the charts, Mike. I went in. I almost had a heart attack. I walked in. The sandwich I used to get for $5, they upped it to $8 in the last 2 weeks. $8, Mike, for a sub sandwich I was getting for $5. Now, that's just inflation. This is just the beginning. This bumbling buffoon is going to be 100 times worse than Jimmy Carter. Mark my words. This guy is going to make Carter look like Ronald Reagan.
It's interesting you would say that. It's interesting you would say that because there was a story on One American News a little while ago where they were out polling the American people about their feelings about the economy, and overwhelming majority of Americans are unhappy with Biden's economic policies. They're very concerned about the inflation. They're concerned about the unemployment. They're concerned about Biden's out-of-control spending and his increasing of taxes. They're very, very unhappy about that right now.
You're right on, Mike. You're right on the money. And one more thing, Mike, and here's the last thing. The guy from Jersey, I hope he calls in. I want to know why all these people from Jersey and New York moving to Florida like in droves. In droves, like everywhere I go, I see Jersey tags and New York tags. Why? Because their states are overtaxed. Illinois is the same way. It's insanity. Yep. A price of gas right now, and my nephew told me out on the outskirts of Chicago, Mike, is $4.75 for a regular. Who's kidding who? And these people are talking about Trump was bad. You want this buffoon, by the time it's over, Mike, in three more years, the gas will be up to $6 a gallon. I want that guy that's from Jersey who's always bashing Trump to tell me one good thing that he wants. I want to hear one good thing he has to say about Biden. I want to hear what he's got to say about buffoon Biden and how he could compare Biden to this to Trump, this imbecile Biden. I want to know. And that guy can't even keep a speech going, Mike. His speech is ridiculous. He couldn't even say ATF the other day.
Every time they put him in front of a microphone, he embarrasses himself and the country.
Absolutely, Mike. It's appalling, man. It's appalling with this communist Ho Harris. And we got the Ho Harris. And we got this bumbling buffoon, Joe and the Ho. I mean, it's unbelievable. Joe the Ho, Ho, Ho. I mean, it's unbelievable what's happened to our country, Mike. It's terrifying. But it's only going to get worse. And like Kelly said from Texas, this is all about the vote, like you've been saying, Mike. This is all about turning Texas, all these border states, blue. Alabama, one day, they'll have so many illegals, they'll turn that state blue. California's already, look at California, Mexifornia, whatever. That place was that was a mecca. That was a land of milk and honey back in the 80s, Mike, and you know it.
There. Yeah, I was there.
You know, I was out there many times. I love California. I would go out there if you gave me a place. I wouldn't get California's destroyed what they've done to all the Costa Mesa. All that's destroyed. Last time I was there, Mike, I told you in 2008, I honestly thought I was in Mexico. That ain't no lie.
Yeah.
I thought I was in Mexico. It's unreal. And they're going to do this to the whole country. The only thing, Mike, one more thing. The Cubans here, they do love patriotism. They love this country because back in the 60s, this country had the Peter Pan flights, and they gave them freedom because they learned about what communism was all about. Because communism, Mike, they have nothing. Have nothing. Absolutely nothing. There's nothing. No barter, nothing.
Well, we're on our way to having nothing, and we're supposed to be a capitalist country, although personally I think we've gone fascist.
Absolutely, Mike. I totally agree. Anyway, thanks for taking my call. Have a great weekend, you and Claire, and God bless, and I'll go play the lotto for you. Have a great
one. All right, thanks an awful lot here. And, it's not the system. It's the people who exploit it. If you've got bad people in charge of your government, it doesn't matter if you're communist, capitalist, or fascist. They're going to get rich. You're going to get poor. All right, we're going to go now to Paul in New Jersey. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? And I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break.
Michael, I wanted to make some comments about the death of John McAfee. A lot of people, it seems, because John McAfee says things we like, for some reason we give him a pass on him being a likely murderer who murdered his neighbor, Gregory Fall, in Belize. And I think it was around sometime about 2012, somewhere around there. And it's amazing how a lot of talk show hosts, specifically Alex Jones, seems to, you know, be contradictory. Because I'll tell you the truth, you know, another guy who we like, who we ignore for their crimes, is Jack Barry. A lot of people, the same guys like Alex Jones, who decry pedophilia, the next minute he's playing Johnny B. Good, and he seems to forget that Chuck Barry was found guilty of breaking the Mann Act and was transporting a 14-year-old girl across state lines for sexual purposes.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you'd be so kind on hold.
Yeah, I got to put you on hold. Okay, don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you.
Oh, yeah. Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
We are living say, it chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Back to our show here, and we're talking with Paul in New Jersey, and we're talking about the fact that there are a lot of prominent people, celebrities, politicians, who are held up as being great and wonderful people, and then we find out that no, they're not. And it reminds me a gentleman by the name of Gregory Boyington, was nicknamed Pappy, and he was the commander of what was known as the Black Sheep Squadron in World War II, and he had a motto, and that was, "You show me a hero, and I'll prove they were a bum."
But listen, and my point is, and this goes to a lot of people, we seem to forgive the people for the crimes they did that we like. Now, I'm guilty of this to an extent. I like Peter Townsend of The Who. Love The Who. And I really like Peter Townsend, the work he did. But then he, you know, searched internet porn sites for child porn sites. And then when he finally went to court, and I forget whether he paid a fine or not, but he claimed he was doing research, you know. And by the way, if you ever heard the song Uncle Ernie, in the album Tommy, it could make you wonder whether he suffered molestation, which he said something might have happened probably when he was at his boarding school back in the days.
Troubled a lot of people. In fact, Claire absolutely does not like that song.
Yeah. And now, you know, when we sit, though, as Westerners, and I hear a lot of conservative types, we badmouth Mohammed and say, oh, yeah, he was, like a pedophile. We have to remember that Lewis Carroll, who wrote Alice in Wonderland, was linked to pedophilia. Charlie Chaplin, right, linked to underage girls. And I think even the painter Edgar Degas was also linked to underage children. You know, he painted the ballerinas.
Yeah, I remember. Yep.
Yeah. And so, but my point is, just for the guys in the conservative right, is we have to remember, don't abandon your principles just because the left is so crazy. You know what I mean? You always have to take a breath of, take a breath and count to 10. And then remember what your principles are before you go into a topic. You can't abandon this. And if you're going to be for law and order, then the law should have been long ago that John McAfee was at least sent back to Belize to see and at least deal with the police in Belize where that crime took place. Because that crime, nobody has yet found who the murderer is of Gregory Fall. You know, nobody's been brought up in charges yet in Belize for that. And that's my point. Even though they say in Gregory Fall, they said bad things about it, the white beater or something, whatever. Doesn't matter. It's still a murder. He committed it. And John McAfee acted totally the way he ran from the law and crossed the border into, I think, Guatemala or whatever, joins Belize, and then made it somehow back to the United States. He's acting like a criminal. He's not going down to the police station. You know what I mean? He was basically marching through the jungle and starving and all the rest while he escaped Belize. And so that's why I'm saying, even though he's a libertarian and we like him on Bitcoin and we like him that he's against the government, and he's supposedly going to do a big data dump, this man is no Julian Assange. Let's remember that, right?
Well, even Julian Assange may not be Julian Assange. I mean, based on the history that you've given us, I mean, you know, probably I would say 95% of the people have, one or two skeletons in their closet.
True. If you go back long enough. Yeah, and with Julian Assange, you know, he got accused of rape in Sweden, right? But then again, you know how it is in Sweden. The slightest thing is a rape up there. So, and I don't know if they dropped that case or not. But either way, in his instance, it's not a murder when we put it on the scale of crime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think he was involved with the adult women, and the adult women, you know, in Sweden, they can complain about anything. But it's a different issue. And
yeah,
in a
just
sense,
like
he
here
should
in
go
the
to
United
Sweden
States.
Yeah, exactly. And now I'm not saying that John McAfee should have gotten murdered in Barcelona or any of that. I'm saying, because, and by the way, I think it is likely he could have been murdered by the deep state or whomever. Yeah, you know, and that is a shame, because I would have loved to have seen him face charges for not only whatever crimes. And by the way, he probably was evading tax, you know, from his behavior.
I'll tell you this, it gets a little depressing when I think of all the people I've had on this show who are no longer with us, and McAfee is one of them. And so, anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything else?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much here. And we're coming up on another commercial, so I'm not going to start the phone call until after we come back from these words. Meanwhile, a story coming on out from Global Research talking about how critical race theory is being used to censure education and discourse. And pretty much everything woke is being used to that. We're being taught to be afraid to speak our minds. Out of fear we might offend somebody. But you can't have freedom of speech without the risk of offending somebody. Anyway, we've got to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Joe in Nome. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
This is a what the cluck story.
Okay.
It involves Nellis Air Force Base.
Yes.
Let me... I don't know. Maybe you reported on this before, but... out of the Gateway Pundit, Nellis Air Force Base and the 99th Air Base Wing hosted its first ever drag show Thursday, June 17th at the Nellis Club. The event was sponsored by a private organization and provided an opportunity for attendees to learn more about the history and significance of drag performance art within the LGBT plus community.
That's a little out there. You know, I would assume that people on an Air Force base should be taught how to fly a plane, not crash, and, you know, other important things like that.
There's a point to this. Let me finish.
Yeah.
Drag You Nellis, class is in session, the promotion for the drag show read. It may function, and here's the, yeah, it may function as an added channel of communication between the chain of command between the commander and the enlisted force on Nellis Air Force Base. And now you know why veteran suicides are four times combat casualties, and maybe we should rename Fort Bragg Fort Frag or Fort Drag, because, yeah, the COs are doing this. We got reported suicides up here at Elmendorf. And I'm wondering now if those aren't actually frags. We don't get to investigate them because they happened on base, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, anyway. Well, like I said to that earlier caller, I mean, there is, you know, an ongoing operation to purge conservatives and conservatism from the U.S. military and basically create a military that is fully on board with all the liberal agenda, and this is consistent with that.
It certainly is. Oh, anyway, by the way, this ought to bring some fond memories back. I've been doing a little traveling, so I wasn't sure if you'd reported on that story about Nellis, but
yeah.
I was up in Talkeetna, and I visited the Bartlett Earth Station. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, it kind of does, yes.
Yeah, there's a couple of videos on YouTube showing the demolition of that 30-meter dish, that
yeah.
monster dish that was used during the Apollo program to receive the communications from the moon. At any rate, yeah, and that was the way they had the button, you know, to censor whatever they didn't want the public to hear down in Florida.
Okay.
But, yeah, anyway.
Now, I thought they used the 210-foot dishes at Goldstone, Canberra, and Madrid for the Apollo missions, but I know that the other stations, like Echo, were used for the unmanned space program, like, you know, the Lunar Orbiter and Surveyor and things like that.
Oh, well, I did some research. My sister was the one that turned me on to that demo video.
Yeah.
And there's several of them. Apparently, it didn't come down on the first blast. They had to go up there and blast it again. There was a couple of dishes down there in Homer.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. The name of it. I took my dad up there to show him.
Okay.
My dad was project officer for the Dew Line.
Yeah, okay.
And these dishes down there in Homer were part of that. When I showed him, you know, the deplorable condition of it, it was the closest I ever seen that bastard to tears. And he said,
"Well, you know, I can kind of understand, you know, when you work on something like that, you know, it's more than just a job and you develop an attachment. I mean, I remember, you know, when I got word that, you know, the Viking landers had finally been shut down, you know, I had a moment of sadness about that. It was an important part of my life. Anyway, Joe,
well,
I'm going to let you
let
go
me tell
here.
You what he did.
Yeah, we got to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call. We do have lines open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I just got a quick question for you. I'm the guy that always talks to you or once in a while, and I'm the one that goes to Italy all the time. I know you know who I am and everything.
Yeah.
I bought a ticket, and even Spain opened today, and you don't even have to have a vaccine or you have to take a test. Spain just opened today. Now, here is my query for you, and please answer without any hyperbole. How far do you think this rotten thing they're pushing now, the Delta variant, how far is this going to go?
Well, you know, you've got a bunch of overlapping agendas. You know, you've got Big Pharma, which now wants to have booster shots and yearly shots to make more money. You've got the government that completely mishandled the whole situation. They want to keep up the fear factor to evade criticism. And they're going to push it as far as they can until, you know, people just say, we really don't believe you anymore. And you know,
we're
starting
that already.
To see,
Fauci,
you know,
is
these
on
mask revolts.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Mike.
We saw these mask revolts and these social distancing revolts. And, you know, I think people just got fed up and they're trying to keep the momentum going with all this talk about the Delta variant. But I think ordinary people are just kind of burned out on all of this. And so by now, the government is looking for the next big booga booga to keep us afraid.
Yeah, Mike Fauci was on Twitter earlier today, and you should have seen. I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds of people saying, ought to put this guy in jail. I mean, it's a total reversal from where it was about a year ago. So I don't know how they could even stick him out there.
Well, you know, that's the kind of personality that seeks these kind of positions. I mean, it's a certain sociopathic quality.
Yeah. Well, no, but I don't see how they can stick somebody out that nobody believes anymore.
Well, if they were to fire him, it would basically be an admission that the government was wrong to be listening to him in the first place, and the government was wrong to be listening to him. Certainly Donald Trump was wrong to listen to him. There have been a lot of bad decisions based on what Fauci was saying. Now we're finding out that he's financially tangled up with some of these vaccines that are being pushed. We're finding out that he was tangled up with funding the research at the Wuhan lab. And, you know, he's starting to look less like a hero and more like a supervillain.
Yeah, well, what I was going to say is that for a while, you notice the last couple of weeks, they kept him and Gates out of the... They haven't given any interviews, but just today they stuck him back out there, and I don't understand it.
Well, I don't know that they stuck Fauci out there. I think Fauci stuck Fauci out there.
Okay. Well, how much of a chance do you think? I'm going in 2 weeks. Well, actually, about 16 days. I mean, do you think they're going to do anything by that time and cancel everything?
No, I don't think so. You know, I'm more concerned, you know, based on the U.S. government shutting down all these Iranian media websites, I'm concerned that we're going to see a big bada boom in that part of the world.
You mean in Europe?
No, in Iran.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, do you think that'll shut everything down?
It depends on the kind of bang there is, but at this point, I wouldn't cancel my plans to go visit Spain.
Yeah, I'm going to Italy first, and I'm flying from Florence to Spain for about 10 days.
You know, well, Italy is beautiful. I've been there myself, both north and south. I never got around to Spain, but, you know, have fun. Bon voyage.
Yeah,
anyway,
seriously, though, you think I'm going to be able to make it in 16 days?
I don't have a crystal ball. I don't have a crystal ball. You're just going to have to decide for yourself on that one. And thank you for the call. We're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, I can tie all of these issues that have been talked about today on a bunch of good calls, by the way. You talked about government and how it's divorced from the people and what the people want. And mm-hmm. it's because it's following the billionaires and the bankers, right?
Yes.
That's who runs our government.
Yes.
Well, you talked about immigration and the Great Replacement, and we know that the banks and the people who are behind the Great Replacement, we know who those people are, right? They're the people that want to divide and rule us, the 1.7% that own the banks, own the media. We talked about the ridiculousness of the media, like Jalen Rose, the black commentator who Tom pointed out, who's on and says this outrageous crap on ESPN, owned by Disney, another owned by The Chosen, and all the and all the cultural norms that have gone. We talked about LGBTQ and the Olympics. And who's behind the legitimization of all that? We've talked about the institution of the military being purged of white people. It, more than just conservatives,
yeah.
White people. And we know who's behind that. Because let's face it, we're certainly not going after merit when we're putting in that ridiculous Secretary of Defense, right? The guy's
yeah.
absurd. Milley's absurd, too. But the Secretary of Defense is a joke. And there's that commissar, Garrison, the black communist commissar that's trying to out everybody for critical race theory.
Yeah.
So we know who's behind that. We know who these guys get their positions. We know who has weaponized the black community through three or four generations of lies about the crime rate and about, you know, systemic racism and all that kind of thing. When,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're going to say that white supremacy is so bad, it's, you know, there's the flip side of that. Usually it's somewhere in the middle. And there may be a little bit of that, but there's also, you know, at least as much black dysfunction, utter black dysfunction, and them being played like a Stradivarius
yes.
by TV shows and movies and the news and everybody else in fed lies about how we're out to get them. And by the way, we also talked about Martin Luther King and his great speech at the mall. You know, I have a dream speech.
Yes.
That's the only time that he said that concept of content of character over color of the skin. In his writings and even his books, you will see that he was for reparations even back then, and he was also for affirmative action. So he never was for, you know, content of character, content of hard work and all that. He's always, even Martin Luther King, who, by the way, himself was a racist, rapist. He was a rapist.
Yeah, well, that was what the FBI was trying to portray him as, yes.
Yeah, well, it's apparently there's some tapes. But he certainly, you know, tomcatted around a lot more even than Malcolm X, who was not a rapist. At least he was loyal to his family and so on. And hey, listen, he was what he was. He said what he believed in. I got nothing against the guy, but nevertheless, all this stuff has been lionized and iconicized.
Yeah.
Without going any deeper in it, and we can have people saying like this psychiatrist in New York,
yeah.
who says she wants to empty a revolver into a white person, or that ridiculous 1619 professor at the University of North Carolina. Who 1619 is, if you're looking at pure history, is complete crap, Mike.
Yeah.
It's complete, there's nothing historical about it, really. But, and she was denied tenure, and now she's like holding her breath until it turns blue and not accepting the fact that she was denied tenure. Well, because she hasn't published anything, you know? Because all her stuff is politically based crap. But nevertheless, now she's holding her breath. Then we have Stacey Abrams, of course, who's, you know, and all these things, including the media and the people who were complicit in fixing the election and also perverting the culture into all the things that we've just talked about. The media, the banks, banks own everybody, the Great Replacement, the Great Reset, the stolen elections, the vilification of 60% of the population, all this stuff is pushed by only one group of people. The thread that runs through it all from LGBTQ are the Jews. And
I'm not sure I agree with that simple a view. I mean, there's a lot of aligned interests going in the same direction. I think it's kind of a complex mishmash of economics and politics, but we're obviously seeing tumultuous change, and again, it seems to be following the pattern of Mao's Cultural Revolution, where they're trying to basically erase all symbolism and memory and images of our past in order to create for us a new present. And it's certainly a very ugly one that they're creating.
Well, Mike, you know, there are aligned interests as well, but, you know,
yeah,
there's no question about who owns the media, and there's no question about who prints the money.
Yes, there's no question
about
those two.
Without that. So there you go. What, I say it again, what can't you accomplish if you can print money and it never be audited?
Yeah. Well, that's been a huge, huge problem, and that's why Ron Paul wanted an audit of the Fed. And, of course, they're terrified of that because they don't want the American people to know just how much money they have made off of our labor over the years. Okay, Peter, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with the final segment of our program after these few words.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show, last segment of our Powhana Friday program, and we're going to go to Frank in New York. Hello, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Mike, a lot of people still believe in Trump, okay? I was a big Trump supporter early on. I put over $500 in this campaign. I spent about 20 hours putting up signs on different lawns for different people and stuff, okay? But, Mike, he failed us, okay? People can say, oh, he did that. These judges wouldn't let him build the fence and this and that. He could have done it with the Constitution, Mike. You know, Mike, he didn't stop big tech censorship. He brought him in for a meeting. He did nothing. He didn't back up Roy Moore. He's got Julian Assange still in prison. He didn't build the wall. He didn't jail Hillary.
No, I will agree with you. He was definitely a disappointment. But the issue for me goes way beyond Donald Trump or Joe Biden. It's whether or not we, the people, still have some semblance of control over the government and the future of the nation. And that's why I'm going to continue this focus on all of these election audits. And, because something has to be done. We can't continue with an out-of-control rogue government.
Yeah, I agree with you. Look, and I voted for Trump the last time. Who could vote for Biden? The guy doesn't know where he is. But, you know, Mike, also, he didn't overturn Obamacare. He said he was going to get along with Russia. He said he was going to get us out of the Middle East. He said he was going to defund sanctuary cities, okay? He kept Bill Barr around, okay? Bill Barr didn't do anything. You know, I think Trump got compromised. If people ever see the video where he meets Obama one-on-one, you see him prior to it, he's happy, his eyes are sparkling. They generally went for 20 minutes, Mike. They were in there for an hour and a half. He came out, he looked like he saw a ghost, okay? I think that's when he got compromised. I believe he was sincere right up to there. But then shortly thereafter, he says, well, we're not going after the Clintons. They're good people. You know, we want to see those people in jail,
Mike. I remember that. But, you know, politics is a dirty business, and they spy on everybody. And remember what I said earlier in the show, most people have got a skeleton or two in their closets. What is politely called opposition research is, you know, trying to dig up the dirt.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he just broke all of those promises when I think he could have fulfilled them. He could have pushed a little bit. You know, people go, oh, well, you got Paul Ryan and those guys. Well, you go to the bully pulpit. You go to their district and say, look, tell them to get on board here if we're going to straighten this country out. You know, Mike, George Bush and Trump both had the House, the Senate, the presidency, and the Supreme Court. I don't remember any gun laws being overturned or any abortion rule laws being overturned. I don't see our country moving in the right direction under those guys, actually.
Well, you know, it does seem like presidents may come and presidents may go, but the path downward goes ever on. You know, it's just...
we're in trouble, Mike. I mean...
Yeah, we are in trouble. No question.
You know, this guy is brutal. I mean, the rest of the world's laughing at us. I mean, you know, he doesn't know where he is half the time. When he was campaigning, that was the thing. And the media let him stay down his cellar all that time there. You know what I mean? They kowtowed to him. You know, he was their choice, obviously. You know what I mean? You know, Trump had a lot of faults, in my opinion, but he was still miles ahead of Biden in there. I mean, that guy is just, it's ludicrous that he could be elected. And you know what? I think you're right, Mike. And I hope down the road they really expose these things, because that election was stolen. There's no doubt in my mind. Georgia,
no question whatsoever. No question. Anyway, listen, Frank, I got to let you go. We're at the end of the program.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to apologize to the callers who were waiting on hold that we didn't get to you. I did try my best. Stay tuned for John Stadtmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com. where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.